Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. Seven premiers say Canadians simply can't afford another increase in the carbon tax, and they want Ottawa to cancel the next hike, scheduled for April 1st. But today, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau defended the plan. Kate McKenna reports.
In total, seven premiers have spoken out, including all Atlantic Canadian provinces, Ontario, Alberta, and Saskatchewan, asking the federal government to press pause on the planned increase.
This isn't the right instrument at this time for the people of Newfoundland and Labrador.
Including Liberal Premier Andrew Fury, who says even with the government's carbon rebate program, the cost is too high. April's increase will mean the average Canadian will pay an extra dollar or two in taxes every time they fill up their vehicles. The cost of carbon is increasing from $65 per ton to $80. It's part of a gradual carbon pricing scheme that rises annually until 2030.
But my job is not to be popular. My job is to do the right things for Canada.
Justin Trudeau defended the policy, saying it incentivizes making energy-efficient decisions, and most families make more money with the rebate than they pay in taxes. Kate McKenna, CBC News, Ottawa.
In northern Gaza, aid supplies are arriving for those facing starvation, some by sea, a trickle-by-truck convoy. Not enough and too slowly to provide real relief, Margaret Evans reports.
A gathering in southern Israel, not a hike or a picnic or a party, but a protest against humanitarian aid reaching Gaza, even though aid agencies say only a trickle is getting in. Inside Gaza, five people were killed and 22 injured when an Israeli strike hit one of the last UN aid depots. Israel says it killed a Hamas commander. As fears of famine rise in Gaza, Israel is under increasing international pressure to allow more aid in, frustrated countries demanding the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu do more. This was the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We need to see flooding the zone when it comes to humanitarian assistance for Gaza.
There are signs that the pressure may be working. Margaret Evans, CBC News on the Israeli-Egyptian border.
The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case has dismissed some of the charges against Donald Trump and other defendants. The quashed charges include soliciting elected officials to violate their oaths of office. Among those, two charges stemming from that infamous phone call Trump made to Georgia's Secretary of State. During the call, the outgoing president pressured Brad Raffensperger to find more votes for him. But many other counts in the indictment remain, and the judge ruled prosecutors can file new indictments on the charges he dismissed. Well, you may have noticed stepped-up security measures at your local grocery store. Retailers say they're doing it to curb rising theft, but one new tactic is angering some shoppers. They can enter a store easily, but leaving isn't so easy. Sophia Harris explains.
Jonathan Hayes is not impressed with a new addition to his Loblaw-owned grocery store, Zehrs, in Woodstock, Ontario. It recently introduced an automated receipt scanner at the self-checkout exit. Customers must use the device to scan their receipt's barcode. That prompts a metal gate to open so they can leave.
They're just assuming the worst in everybody. They're assuming we're all thieves.
Grocery giant Loblaw says it's testing the scanner in four stores to help combat theft. Marshall Irwin discovered the receipt scanner at a Loblaw-owned superstore in Georgetown, Ontario. It hasn't been activated yet. He claims the tactic infringes on shoppers' rights.
Because it is arbitrarily a form of detainment.
Consumer advocate and lawyer Daniel Chai says,
if they're stopping you and you feel like you don't have an ability to leave and there is no basis for them to detain you, that qualifies as false imprisonment.
Sophia Harris, CBC News, Vancouver.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Neil Herland.